Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners, just like you, make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, friends. This is Kimberly. It's episode 236, and I am so glad that you are here today because we're talking about why your business is so much more than just about the money. I know so many people think it's all about the money. It's all about the money, but I'm telling you, all of you listening here, because you are passionate about what you're doing, your business is about so much more than the money, and we're going to talk about it today. If you're new, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. I have no doubt it's going to help you along your business journey, whether you are in the idea stage, whether you're starting, whether you're growing, whatever it is, whatever stage you're in, know that you are in the right place. And whether you're offering products or services, or you're selling online, or maybe in person too, this is for you. I'm just so glad you're here. I want you to know that there's some resources for you, some free resources, just like this podcast. Okay. So this podcast is free. I show up every week to just help you, motivate you, inspire you, and get you moving. I'm proof that you can do what you love. You can make money doing what you love. You can start a business making money doing what you love, and you can grow that business, and it can be one of the most exhilarating and awesome journeys of your life. So I've created resources for you to help you. Okay. So first of all, if you are in the idea stage, I've got a free guide that helps you with what business you're meant to start. If you're starting, I've got a 16-step checklist. I've got all sorts of free things for you. So make sure you check them out through the link below. Okay. But also, I have a Facebook group called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love, and it's for you. If you want a place to have community, we have some fun posts each week. You can ask questions. You can get feedback on anything. I'm actually holding a live training, for example, that's coming up soon on May 1st. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I do have a free training to help you with your marketing. So make sure you scroll down and get all the scoop below, because I have everything on my website. So if you're listening to it a long time from now, I may not have that live workshop going on, but my point is, in the group, I show up live sometimes and I'm teaching and helping. You need to be a part of it. So make sure you enter your email. Like, you'll click the link down below. It'll take you to Facebook, enter your email, answer the three questions. Boom. You'll get in a little bit of a holding pattern, and then I will approve you to come in the group. So I would love to support you along your journey. This podcast, remember, I post episodes, like new episodes each week. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, for example, and you're listening right now, when you go to my main podcast page for the She's Just Getting Started podcast, you'll see a little follow button at the top. Make sure you click that. Click that plus button so that you don't miss out on any episodes, because what will happen is then when you open your podcast app, you will see an update from me each week when the podcast drops. So you'll know the new topic and you can binge it right away. So anyways, I hope that helps you. So welcome. Welcome all of you new people. And for those of you that have been here a while, thank you to all my loyal listeners. Shout out to my Grow Getters who are so amazing. Shout out to my Just Getting Started Boot Campers. Those of you that are working on my self-paced program and going through that so that you can get your business open. I'm so proud of you. I can't even tell you how in awe I am of all of you. You're so brave. You're so courageous. You're doing this. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so excited to see where this takes you. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello, friends. How are you? How is everything going with your business? I'm dying to hear. I love all the scoop when y'all post in the Facebook group. It's so awesome to see what is shaken and see what is happening with you all. I'm loving all the updates, and I'm seeing some of you taking so many steps, like people getting their LLC or getting their first product or service together or getting it for sale. It's just so wonderful to watch, and I'm so inspired. I really am. And I just love seeing how all of you are making a difference in this world. Today, as you know, I'm talking about why your business is so much more than just about the money. And I have a feeling, if you're listening to this, you already know that. You already know that for you, it's way more than just about the money, right? And I think that's key. I think that's key. I actually think it's key for most people that are starting their own business on their own. I think you actually have to be in it for the reasons that I'm talking about today. There's three reasons, because I think if you're in it, the money comes. It naturally comes. And I think sometimes where people go wrong is they're just trying to investigate what makes the most money. And I do agree. I think there are certain situations where you're like, well, I want to make a lot of money. It's like if you're getting a new job, right? You're like, I want to make the highest salary. I agree. But I just am trying to make a point that it's not just about that, because what happens is When you have a business that you totally love and when it aligns with the three things that I'm about to talk about and the money, it's like no other feeling in the world. I'm not even kidding. It's like no other feeling. It's so exhilarating. It's fulfilling. You feel like it's such a sense of achievement, a sense of self-worth, and now you have money to pay for things, or maybe you replaced your income from your other job. It's just the best feeling, y'all. It really is. And so that's why I'm so excited to talk about this today, because it's so close to my heart. It's so near and dear to me. And it's why I started my businesses. I started them because I needed to make money. We know that, right? But I want you to know how awesome the other three reasons are that I'm going to talk about today. There's many other reasons, by the way, but these to me are just amazing. So this is the first one. The first reason why your business is so much more than the money is that you are serving people. You're serving people. You're helping people. You're helping make a difference in their lives. And how wonderful is that? That you are now in a position to make the world a better place through your business. I want you to think about it. Have you ever been in a job where you're like, I am just not fulfilled. I'm not making a difference. Like, I don't even know if anyone knows that I'm doing anything. I'm just working on this or that. I don't really feel like I'm actually helping people. And it's a weird feeling if you've ever been in a job like that, right? Have you? I mean, I have. Okay. I've had other jobs in my life besides, you know, working at Dell and then starting my own business. I had other jobs where maybe I was doing things in the job that I was like, I'm not fulfilled. I want to get to the next level, or I want this or that to happen, right? But what is so amazing about starting your own business, one of the many reasons that it's amazing, is that you get to help people. And I want you to think about what a gift that is, that you are there for people when they need you the most. With your business, you are there. Your business is there. Maybe you're working more behind the scenes and you have people working for you and you're not physically there, but you know your business is helping others. It's serving others. What an amazing gift is that for them? And what an amazing gift that is for yourself, that you are doing good on this earth while you are here. It literally is the best thing. That you get to help people. Whatever you do, I don't care if you have dog products, you sell jewelry, you sell gifts like I have for years before this. If you're a life coach, maybe it's something serious like that, like life coaching, or you're a psychiatrist, or you're a marriage counselor, or you are a career counselor, you're doing something that is really serious and really is changing people's lives. I know there's a difference between selling gifts and maybe selling something, a service that really changes people's lives. I get that. But my point to you is, it doesn't matter where you are on that spectrum. You are serving people when they need something, maybe when they need a gift, they want a unique gift, they want to be proud of the gifts that they are giving, and you are there to provide it. Because what would they do? They would have to go on Amazon and try to find something, and maybe it wasn't as special or unique, and they wouldn't be able to give gifts in the way that they want to, in a fulfilling way, right? So you're there for them. It's a beautiful thing. I don't want you ever to forget it, that the moment you are doing anything in your business, you are helping somebody. You are making a difference. You are serving them. And it's so awesome. Okay. This is the number one reason why your business is so much more than the money. Number two is that you are intentionally creating something special all your own. Think about that for a minute. You're creating something special all your own. Do you remember when you were young, this was me, that I had my own bedroom and my mom was saying she was going to paint it for me. My favorite color is purple, like a lavender. And I had my room painted purple all growing up. And I picked out the bedspread that I was going to get to have. We didn't have a ton of money, but my mom helped me make it cute. She helped make my bedroom something special all my own. I had my own little stuffed animals on my bed, had my own jewelry out, had my diaries next to my bed, my books, had pictures out in picture frames of my friends. I created an environment that was something special all my own. And I want you to think about that your business is this gift to yourself. It uses your creative brain. It uses your artistic abilities. And I don't even mean artistic in form of drawing. It can be in what you're putting together for your people. It could be videos. It could be the way you talk to people. It's your art. I think you really have to look at this differently than just like surface level. Like your business is creating something that you are making. Like you are making this. You are creating something out of nothing. We know we hear that about God when he created our universe, right? He made something out of nothing. Okay, and normally that doesn't happen. But you are taking the resources around you that were not put together and you are making it into something extraordinary with your thumbprint on it, with your fingerprint on it, with your heart and soul into it. It's something so special. Don't ever forget that. Your business is a gift to yourself. It really is. You've created something special all your own. It's just like your house too, y'all. You create something special, or it's your yard or your backyard or, you know, whatever it is, you're creating something special on your own. This is the same thing. Okay? Don't ever forget it. So let's review. Your business is so much more than just the money for three reasons today that I'm going over. And the first one is because you are serving and helping people. That is a huge undertaking that should never be undervalued. And you have this opportunity to make a difference here on earth in other people's lives. It's wonderful. Okay. Number two, you're getting to create something special that is all you. It really is. It's all you because you're piecing everything together. You're putting together your likes, your colors, your branding, what you want to say, your fonts, what packages you're offering, what products you're offering, because it means something special to you from something that's happened in your life. I guarantee right now, the reason why you're starting this business is something meant something to you. It's funny because my husband and I were having this conversation because I think I've told y'all this before. He's always been like, I'm starting a business. Like, I just want to make the most money. And he's like, just trying to make money. Now, he definitely wants to help people. But he said, I really want to find something then that's maybe more passive. And he's been looking into the storage places and all this stuff, y'all. It just has gone on our entire married life. He's never opened one because he's been so busy with his career. But, you know, he's not too far from retirement. So he's been thinking about things that he could invest in and what else he could be doing. And he said, I just really would love to find something that's passive. He was talking about that he could make money, but that would be just this really cool business. And I was like, you actually do have a passion. You do want to help people through this business. So don't think that you think that it's just for the money, because you don't. Because at first he was kind of saying he thought it was just for the money. And that's what I thought. But when it comes down to it, we were talking about things too. And he was a finance major. And we got into this conversation then about, I was like, David, how cool would that have been if you'd been like a financial planner? Because we were talking about our financial planner and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, we got in this long conversation. And he was like, I can't even imagine if I was able to have my own theories about how you should save and invest and all of that and help families to really create that nest egg and to grow their money and to learn how to spend it and all this stuff. Like, he had this whole vision. I was like, yeah, I can't even imagine if we lived in a small town and you were like the go-to financial planner. And his face just like lit up. And he was like smiling. He was like, I know, I would have loved that. And I'm like, see, you have a passion too for things. Like, you can start a business. For example, someone could start a business as a financial planner because they so badly want to help these families. And I think that that is something so cool. And that's using your creative brain. And that's creating something special on your own that is still making money, where you're still making the money, but you're making such a difference. So I know I kind of got off on a tangent on that, but he could create something special on his own more than just some other businesses. And you could just see the fulfillment on his face. Like already, like he was like drifting off. I could see it in his eyes thinking about it, right? So when you create something all your own and you're serving people, y'all, it's the greatest feeling in the world. I'm not even kidding. And I've been living it for now 24 years. Really have. Okay. And here's number three. Number three, reason why your business is so much more than the money is that you're using your God-given gifts for something greater. You have the ability to use your God-given gifts for something greater. You get to use your God-given gifts for something greater. I want y'all to sit in this for a second and realize that our Lord above has given you unique gifts. He's given you a unique subset of gifts. Okay, out of all the gifts that he could give, you've got this certain uniqueness about you. And you feel it in your soul. I know you do. You wouldn't be here. You feel it in your soul and you're like, I'm just yearning to do this for people or to do that for people, right? And I want you to realize how special that is, that those gifts that the good Lord has given you are now in your hands. And you get to mold those together for something greater. For something greater in your life. Because I know there's a point in your life where you're going along and you're like, you know, if I could just have my own business doing this, or I'd really love to help people doing this way, I'm going to need to start my own business to be able to do that. I know that you had a moment that started being entertained. You may not know the exact moment. Some people may. But I think it's something that just kind of enters your head and you think about it for a while and you're like, if I could just have my own business, if I could just be doing this, or maybe I should just start a business offering that because I'm not finding that. And all of your gifts that God has given you are now able to be unleashed and put together in a way that allows you to do something more with your life. Because you felt it that maybe you weren't fulfilled in whatever you were doing and you started entertaining this idea and you just kept thinking, I know there's something more that I have to offer. Have you been thinking that? Like, I know there's something more that I have to give the world and I feel it. I think most of you that are starting your business or you're growing one now, in the beginning, you knew I can do something more, right? You knew that. You knew that there was more ahead for you, that you had more to give, that you had more impact to make, that you could create something better. That's what you're doing with your business. You have this ability to use your gifts in a way that allow you to create something greater, right? You're not just working for someone else, trying to follow their goals and do what they visioned. You actually get to use your own gifts with your vision. It's amazing, y'all. It really is such a blessing. I hope you see it as that. Hope today you realize that number one, serving others. Number two, creating something special for all your own. And number three, using your God-given gifts. Prove that this business is so much more than just the money. It is about these wonderful blessings that you have before you. I'm so happy for you. If you're here today and you're new to me and you would love to get help with starting your business or growing your business, know that I have resources for you. I have a self-paced course. If you are just trying, if you're in the idea stage, you're trying to get your business open at some point really soon, I actually have a 30-day plan for you with everything you need, a strategy, so you're set up for years of success. It's inside my Just Getting Started Bootcamp. And for those of you who are ready to figure out how you're going to market your business, how you're going to grow it, and how you're going to do it in a way that comes natural to you and you don't feel like a big weirdo and having to do things that are uncomfortable or inauthentic to you, then it's time you check out Grow Getters. You can go to grow-getters.com. There's a link down below. It's my group coaching program. And I teach you how to create a marketing strategy that leverages your authentic self and really helps you stand out and helps you connect with your people so you can grow your business and get more sales. You've got to have a marketing strategy. Some of you are out here, never have put together like a strategy, an intentional strategy with how you're going to show up and what you're going to say, what you're going to share. You haven't done it. If this is you today, check out Grow Getters down below. I open it every so often. In fact, at the time of recording this, I'm opening it very soon. And so make sure you check that out. Get on the wait list because I do secret opens as well to those of you that get on the wait list. So
Anyways, I invite you today to check it out because it may be exactly what you need, and I would be so honored to help you. So that's it. Y'all have a great day. Until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.